CTD Productions presents to you Fishing for Men, written by David Legaspi, with help from Stephen Williams, Jonathan Crame, Chris Pacheco, Michael Law, and Jacob Brody. Edited for audio by Jacob Brody.
Where are those guys? They're taking a while.
Yeah, I can't imagine what's keeping them, Jacob.
Hey, guys!
Violet!
Guess what we got? He's a bit small, but he put up a good fight.
Hey, let me out of this net! What's going on here?
Guys, let him go. What are you doing?
Aren't we fishing for men, Jonathan? Well, Robert and I figured we should start ahead. Sorry we were late, but it took us a while to reel him in with the tract.
No, you guys! You have it all wrong.
Besides, I was trying to tell you that I'm already a believer.
Oh, oops.
Get that net off him, Violet. I told you it wasn't a good idea.
How was I supposed to know?
You see, what Jesus meant to be fishers of men is to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ by personal evangelism.
Oh, that's right. You're not supposed to use real hooks and nets.
Instead, we use the net of the Holy Spirit and the hook of conviction through the Ten Commandments.
You mean talking to total strangers in the streets? No way, I can't do that. I wouldn't know what to say, and even if I did, I'd be too nervous to talk.
Yeah, I don't think I'm gifted for that, Jacob. I mean, isn't that for older folks?
Listen, guys, you may think those are valid excuses, but they're not. It says in Matthew 28 that as Christians, we are to fulfill the Great Commission commanded of us by Jesus Christ. No matter what age you are, whether you be a teen, young adult, parent, or grandparent, you still have a role in God's plan. Think about it. How did you guys get saved? Let's start with you, Violet.
Well, someone shared the gospel to me at Highway 5 and 10.
What about you, Robert?
Someone left a book of John Romans at my mailbox.
See, and you guys are turning those things that saved you into an excuse for not sharing the gospel. How do you think God would feel about that?
I guess you're right, guys. It's time we turn ourselves into soul winners. I think God's had enough of me being a pew warmer.
So what can we do?
Well, there are so many things you can do to fulfill the Great Commission. For one thing, you can distribute tracts with John and Romans around your neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was already doing that when you guys caught me.
Well, if Eric can do it, I guess I could too.
Me too.
Or you can be a prayer warrior for those people we are witnessing to on the streets, so their eyes and hearts can be opened and their lives ultimately changed by the gospel.
I think I'd be able to do that, too.
Me, too.
We can all do it. And besides, the Lord did command us 5 times to share the gospel.
Yeah. Wow, that's a lot.
And his last command, it should be our first concern.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Always remember, though, that it is not with our own ability that we can win souls to Christ, but it is through the Holy Spirit that convicts the person of their sin and needs of a Savior.
Yeah, let's get started.
Right, let's do this for the Lord.
Violet, I see one. Quick, pass me the net.
Right.
Uh-oh. I think they missed the whole point.
Just kidding.
In Fishing for Men by David Legaspi, edited for audio by Jacob Brody, you heard Silas Johnson, Robert Neal, Violet Peterson, Jacob Brody, and Eric Jones. The program was produced by Jacob Brody, and I am James Green. Fishing for Men was brought to you by CTD Productions.